Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaverLife.com. And the Finger Lakes was in the news several ways over the last week or so. For one thing, one of the 10best.com, that's a USA Today polls. They have, they do lots of these over the course of a year. And the Finger Lakes has won a whole bunch of them. And the most recent one is the best public square in the United States. And this might be surprising because I'm not sure, especially the number of people from Rochester that are familiar with this square. It's Centerway Square in Corning. And they, back in 1989, it says two blocks of the street were replaced with the pedestrian plaza known as Centerway Square, 50-foot clock tower, street lamps, and a covered stage. And so this was over several weeks. There were 20 that were nominated by the writers of USA Today and 10best.com. And the top 10, Centerway Square, Corning was number one. Decatur Square in Georgia, number two. Santa Fe Plaza, New Mexico, three. Rittenhouse Square, Philly, four. Campus Martius in Detroit was five. Jackson Square, New Orleans, and then Cincinnati, Healdsburg, California, Savannah, Georgia, and the Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, D.C. Those were the top 10 in this 10best.com online polls. And so this is essentially a popularity contest, but it really is a contest of who has the most passionate fans. Someone just posted a few days ago that the Finger Lakes was one best wine region in one of these USA Today polls a couple of years ago. And I mean, that was the title of the category, but you know, of the top 20 that were nominated in the United States, those included Napa and Sonoma, which are fairly well known, Walla Walla, Washington, Willamette Valley in Oregon. You know, these are phenomenal wine regions, and I don't think very many people, there's probably a few, but not very many people are going to argue that the Finger Lakes is a better wine region than Napa or Sonoma. It might be better for cool climate Riesling. It might be better for, you know, sparkling wine than Napa is, although there are some pretty well-known sparkling wines made in Napa. But you're just not going to argue that we're a better wine region than Napa, Sonoma, much less, you know, Walla Walla, Washington, and Willamette Valley of Oregon, which are well-known regions. It's like trying to debate who's the best all-time baseball player, or football player, or basketball player. It's really... It's not even like that. I mean, clearly, the Finger Lakes is a much, much smaller region than Napa. Napa has, or I guess California has somewhere in the range of 4,000 wineries. Napa has something like 800. The Finger Lakes has 130. And these are all pretty much small wineries. Napa's... just in terms of production and volume and the dollar value of that production, exponentially more than the Finger Lakes. So anyway, these 10 best polls are fun. They give the Finger Lakes a lot of great publicity because the Finger Lakes has won a bunch of these. And again, instead of best wine region, it's, I would say, what wine region are people most excited about? And it's that excitement that spurs people to vote once a day, every day in these competitions. And that's why Corning, which is a small town, and, you know, people voting in this don't go to visit all of these. This is online voting. Anyone can vote once a day. And, you know, almost all of these are fairly big cities. I mean, Detroit, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and a little tiny Corning is the winner of this. So so it's got some very passionate fans, and it, again, gets the Finger Lakes some great publicity. There is a another Finger Lakes brewery that's in one other ongoing competition, and that's for Best Beer Label. And in this case, it is Fifth Frame that's in this, was nominated as one of the 20. They have voting over the course of a month online. Again, you can vote up to once a day for that month. And I think there's 17 days left in the beer label. And there's some cool beer labels from around the country. You may run into some that you especially like, want to go in search of, or try to order online. Again, these are breweries from all over the United States. But Fifth Frame, their Pump It Up label was nominated as one of the top 20. And they are at number 6 right now. So cool to be in the top 10. And they've been at number 6 for a couple of weeks. So it's going to take quite a bit in order to move them up in this poll. But again, you can vote every day. You can let other family and friends know. The USA Today does not take your email address. There are some pop-up ads that show up, and you can close those out pretty easily. But it doesn't seem to lead to any spam or things like that. And again, you don't have to provide any identifying information. And you can vote once a day. So let's try and get Fifth Frame Brewing, which is in Rochester, on the St. Paul Street. Let's get them into the top 5 at least, and start them moving up. And the people that nominated the 20, you can read about the experts who did that. They had 3 writers who nominated these top 20. And, you know, they're not from around here. They're based all over the United States. Kind of cool to see Fifth Frame on this list and doing well. Again, in the number 6, 16 or so days left. And in the last week, they dropped the leaderboard, so you can't tell whether one of the businesses is moving up or moving down or whatever. So just adds a little bit to the mystery of who the final winner will be. But again, Fifth Frame Brewing. Look them up, 10best.com. Also, someone sent me a link from PC Magazine, PCMag.com. Had a list of the 60 top small cities to do work remotely from. And I was kind of surprised to see Montour Falls show up at number 40 on this list. It says it's one of several towns in the beautiful Finger Lakes region served by a fast, affordable local ISP, Empire Access. And that seems to be the main reason that they made this list of the top 20. The way they went about this was kind of fascinating. Their testing methodology, you can read about it at PCMag.com, but they had some really good scoring measurements and it was well thought out. 50% of the score is affordability, Montour Falls is a pretty inexpensive place to live. Certainly, you think about expensive places like New York City, and the 50% of the score is livability. So affordability and livability. And the affordability is a combination of median home value and the minimum price for gigabit broadband. So lower prices get a better rating. The livability score, the other half after affordability, 10% goes to median home size. Larger homes have more room for home offices. 10% goes to percentage of home-based workers in the community. It says towns that already have strong work-at-home communities will have the amenities to support them. 10% of the rating goes to attractive setting with nearby coasts, mountains, and lots of parks. And, of course, Montour Falls has Montour Falls right in town, not to mention Watkins Glen and all kinds of other beautiful natural areas to visit. 5% of the rating goes to each of the following criteria. The total 20%, the presence of coffee shops, the percentage of local restaurants that are not chains, the percentage of restaurants and or residents in arts and education, and the percentage of residents in healthcare, diagnostic, and treatment professions. So that's kind of how they came up with this. And they said if two places on the list were within 50 miles of each other, we consolidated or eliminated adjacent places. That gave us more geographic diversity, prevented the list from being cluttered by a cluster of similar small municipalities near one another. Kind of fascinating. So these number one on this list was Chattanooga, Tennessee, which it says back in 2010, I think like a decade ago, they ran a fiber network through downtown to provide the best in internet bandwidth, and really forward-looking thing to do. Again, done a decade ago. Also, Springfield, Vermont, Fort Collins, Colorado, Miami Lakes, Florida. Quite a range. Daytona Beach, Florida. Price, Utah, Madison, not Madison, Wisconsin. It's actually Madison, Mississippi, and they lay out quite a bit of the data, so you can read about some of these. Maybe you know people that are in some of these communities, but again, fabulous to see Montour Falls at number 40. And if you run into these kinds of ratings or articles, love to mention the Finger Lakes and have some connection here. Love to have you send me any links. It is a these show up all over the place, but a lot of times don't hear about them. And this is a big deal for Montour Falls to be on this list. They have a gorgeous photo of the falls during summer, but it would be pretty cool with ice on it right now too. The non-chain restaurants in Montour Falls are at 90% non-chain. And it says, Montour Falls is one of several attractive towns in the Finger Lakes region served by Empire Access, which we named one of the best gaming ISPs in the U.S. The tiny village, just 3 square miles, is surrounded by hills and is home to several beautiful waterfalls. Nearby Corning and Elmira also landed further down on our list. The Finger Lakes region is New York's largest wine-producing area, and the craft beer industry is also thriving there. So, again, they were ranked at number 40 on a list of 60. So, congratulations to Montour Falls and also to Elmira and Corning that were on the list. Just, and you can read about their scores and things. Taos, New Mexico, also on the list. So again, email me with comments, questions, michael@saverlife.com. love these kinds of niche articles that highlight what a great place to live the Finger Lakes is. Also, the Edible Finger Lakes just announced that Aaron McMurrow has joined Edible Finger Lakes as a new editor for the print magazine. This is fantastic news. She's part of Lakewood Vineyards and part of the Stamp family. She's, I think, maybe the perfect person to take over as editor for Edible Finger Lakes. And as I've said many times, it's a publication that makes the Finger Lakes, it raises the profile of the Finger Lakes, because there are about 60, somewhere in that range, edible publications around North America, several in Canada. And many of them are in big cities. Many of them are in, you know, famous food or wine regions. And, Finger Lakes needs to be on that map of key places in North America. And Edible Finger Lakes has been around a long time, was on hiatus for a few years, but brought back to life about a year and a half or so ago, 2 years ago. And again, congratulations to Aaron McMurrow, editor of Edible Finger Lakes. And it's a gorgeous publication. You should become a subscriber so you don't miss out on the issues. Fabulous photography and some really neat insight into many of the small businesses related to food and beverages and wine, beer, etc. In our region. So edibleFingerLakes.com, you can get more information. They've been posting quite a few articles and updates and things on Facebook, so follow them there and wish them the best. Well, I'll keep promoting them as much as I can, and again, it's a publication that makes the Finger Lakes a better place to live, makes it a more valuable place to live, because it highlights many of these key individuals and businesses which you probably wouldn't hear about in most cases, and it's such a big region, just geographically, that it's especially for me helpful to learn more about Ithaca and Corning and the Southern Finger Lakes, where I don't get to spend as much time. I really appreciate their coverage of the entire region. So edibleFingerLakes.com to get more details. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaverLife.com.